Jeff went to the Nats game last night.
Yep.
Shout out to Bob Biaggi and Andy High, our friends from Oarsman Automotive of
Jeff
Virginia.
Jeff is the cooler.
So Biaggi called me after the show, said, hey, I got a ticket for Yanks Nats tonight. You want to go? I had to go to NBC4 to do some cut day stuff. I said, I can't do it, but my guy Jeff's looking for a ticket. He's like, Jeff, you work with? I was like, yeah. And Bob goes, he's fun, right? And I was like,
Like he didn't believe it?
I was like, he's definitely fun. He's a little nuts, but he's fun.
His name is Jeff Too Funny.
Right. And so Bob's like, all right, let's try this. And so I text Jeff. I'm like, yo, I think Bob's going to call you. Just answer a 703 number. Have some fun. At 7:29 p.m., This is not late into the night. Now, Bob and Andy have nice tickets. Good for them. They have tickets in the Diamond Club section where it's free beer and free food, right?
Yeah.
At 7:29 p.m., I can't stress how early in the night this is. This is 7:30 at night. Biaggi texted me an update. Jeff's had 9 free ice cream bars and 11 beers. 7:30 at night. And then this morning, what time was this? At approximately 8:57 a.m., Jeff says, hey, fellas, Heavy Metal Chris is coming in for me today. I have to get something done. Mm-hmm. Jeff claims there's no correlation between the photo we received last
Jeff
night.
Jeff said he only had 1 ice cream and 2 beers.
Hold on a second.
I will take the over on all of those numbers.
What time did he tell you that I was covering for him?
At 9 a.m. this morning.
Oh, 9 a.m. this morning. Okay.
What time did he reach out to you?
Last night he messaged me around 9 p.m. I was out to dinner with someone. I didn't write him back for like an hour. That's why I thought, I was like, wait, did he tell you I was doing this before?
No.
But he was eating ice cream sandwiches or something is what he told?
Correct.
Ice cream bars.
Yeah, he said, he told me that he got invited to a crazy studio session.
That's what, he said that. He had a DJ thing come up, and hopefully it all worked out. I love Jeff. I also love, so I watched the game last night. When the Yankees come to Nats Park, it does feel a little bigger because it's the Yankees and it's ALNL and all that. And, you know, there's still all this excitement with Dylan Cruz just getting called up. Cruz hit a rocket double last night. But you get into the 8th inning of this game, and it's what's that? Oh, Jeff's calling in to defend himself. 8th inning of this game, bases loaded, and the Nats get out of it. And I was just so happy. They turned a double play, and then Finnegan closed them out in the ninth. Got a little dicey, but I very much enjoyed the program. But joining us now on the BetQL guest line is our friend Jeff Too Funny. What's remarkable is the first 15 minutes of the show, when Jeff is here,
he's not here.
He's very rarely this alert, but when he's not here, he's on the line. Hello, Jeff, what up?
JP, you are a Bama.
Why? I'm just reporting the facts.
Those were not facts. It shout out to Bob and the guys because it was a good time. But I only had 2 beers and 1 ice cream, and I am not hungover.
Well, you don't sound solid. Like it.
No, I'm up and about. I'm not even in my house.
Biaggi, if you're listening, call in and refute Jeff's claims of 2 beers and 1 ice. Jeff, listen, you and I are friends.
He don't like beer. That's why he probably had 2 beers. Well, he's probably like you.
I only had 2 Stellars.
No, he don't really like beer. He's like, you say I had 1 martini, but you had like 10 other things.
How many drinks did you consume? Not just beer.
Drink 2. I only had 2 Stellars. I was more so watching the game because something didn't feel right yesterday.
Yeah, you were in the stadium.
And what happens? The Nets' bats gets hot. The Yankees just want to
score 4
the
runs.
Right,
it wasn't exactly a bloodbath.
Yeah, it was bad. But the good news is, you know the Nationals are my second team, so it was good seeing Dylan Cruz get his first team.
You can't claim your second team when they're playing your first team, dude. That doesn't count.
Yeah, no.
I'm also taking. I'm gonna place you on hold real quick, Jeffrey. Landfill, I'm gonna need you here. We all know Jeff pretty well. Biaggi says he had 13 beers and 9 ice creams. Those numbers may be exaggerated. Jeff claims he had 2 beers and 1 ice cream.
I would agree with the 2 beers. The 1 ice cream, I don't know about.
I'm taking the over on both. If you're setting it at 2.5, 1.5, I'm going over on both.
I'm going to tell you, I've been with him many times, and he does not like drinking beer.
landfill?
Well, first off, beer and ice cream is an absolutely diabolical combo.
What are you thinking? He sounds like he's in like a hallway, so he might be in the bathroom right now.
If you had a bunch of ice cream and beer, like you probably would miss work the next day because that would destroy you.
Jeff, what do you have going on that you're able to call into the show but not be here?
He sent you a text. You didn't read the text. Read the text. Don't read it out to the public.
Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't read that out to the public, man.
He read everything but on the text thread but that.
All right. Well, Jeffrey, good luck today, buddy. both in the bathroom and in all the other rooms. And let me be unequivocal. I do not believe you only consumed 2 alcoholic beverages last night.
I put it on my grandmother.
Dude, I went with him a few times, and I'm looking, and he wouldn't have the beer, and he wouldn't order any drinks.
Okay, but B, that may be true. I've also been with him a few times when he has all the drinks and everything.
He don't drink beer, though. He drink a lot of stuff.
They got other stuff.
Hold
in
on.
There,
hold
goodbye,
on.
Jeffrey.
All right, bro.
Good luck.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Jeff Walker is one of a kind. One of one.
He is definitely
guy.
That.